lassù.
Sing the bubble again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Today's title to the message is, Who is God? Very interesting question that men and women, old and young, asked many times in their life and each other. It's a very hard answer question to answer. Most people are not sure about God. Some who believe in God are not able to answer the question. There is no literature or philosophers who had ever gave a good explanation of who God is except the Holy Bible. To a believer of God, God is an amazing person who protects, provides, helps in time of need and safety from dangers. For a stronger believer, God is of about all that is said above and creator, life sustainer, and an eternal father and savior of their soul. To the word of God, God is self-existing, self-sustaining, no beginning, no end, eternal, everlasting, and self-sufficient. God is not responsible to anybody to reveal his existence. Before the mountains were brought forth, or even thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. This is the statement from prayer of Moses in Psalms 90, verse 2. He lives outside of our familiar knowledge. Philosophy and science can detect God. Philosopher and scientist admit, yes, there is someone far beyond our detecting ability who will not appear before our reasoning nor submit to our curious inquiries. But experiencing God requires a great deal of humility, more than most of us possess. This is a statement written by Antoine de Tofas Tozer, who lived in 1897 to 1963. A popular evangelical author, Christian mystic, one of the most influential American evangelists of 20th century. We think of God down to our level, but he is everywhere but nowhere. He is independent of our matter or space. He is unaffected by time or motion, wholly self-dependent, and owes nothing to the worlds his hands have made. A.W. Tozer written in his book, In the Knowledge of the Holy, he placed this little poem from Frederick W. Faber. It says, timeless, spaceless, single, lonely, yet sublimely three. Thou art grandly, always only, God in unity. Lone in grandeur, lone in glory, who shall tell thy wondrous story, awful Trinity? The teaching of Christianity is that man chose to be independent of God and confirmed his choice by deliberately disobeying a divine command. This was a violation of the relationship that normally existed between God and his creature. This behavior of men ejected God as the ground of existence and threw man upon himself. God is incomprehensible. Everyone has question, what is God like? It is the question of a child, the philosopher, and religious people. The only answer is, God is not exactly like anything we have seen, or like anybody, or like any beings. God is not like any human imaginations or mythological beliefs of the shape or size of any creatures in the heavens, on the earth, or below the ocean. Man can imagine God by his own mind, which is a creation of the Supreme God, so man's mind is not able to understand or picture God. In the Holy Scriptures written on the version of a prophet named Ezekiel on God, he explains his vision like this. In chapter 1 verse 4, "And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst of thereof, as the color of an amber, out of the midst of the fire, also out of the midst of thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Everyone had four faces, everyone had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass." Praise God. Here is the explanation of the angelic beings who is carrying the throne of God, and how they travel, how they take off. And there was one thing here in the verse 22, chapter 1 says, "And the likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under their firmaments were their wings straight, the one toward the other, and everyone had two which covered on their side, and everyone had two which covered on that side their bodies." So this was the vision the prophet Ezekiel saw of God's throne carrying by cherubims. In the verse 26 it says, "And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man above upon it." Praise the Lord. There was this likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. Above upon the throne, a sapphire-like brightness, and there was a man's shape. I am not trying to interpret who that is or what that is, that exactly the appearance of our Lord Christ, who is sitting on the throne. So what is God like that no one can explain? All we can do is talk about his divine attributes. He is immortal and dwells in the unapproachable light that none can get near. As it says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 16. Charles Wesley said, as stated by A.W. Tozer, "Glory thine attributes confess, glorious all and numberless." God had provided answers to who he is through his scriptures, creations on the planet earth and heavens, personal human encounters recorded in the scriptures, in human conscience, and by his own son Jesus Christ. God has shown his presence. God, in the inspired word written by David, "The heavens declare the glory of God," and then Psalms 8 and 104. In 139 Psalm, David's revelation of magnificent creator of our body, man is created by God with divine intelligence. How he was created is an undisclosed secret of God. So as all God's creations, that he did not disclose to anyone, that how he created anything or everything. How God made human, however, is less of a secret. And while we know only a small portion of the whole truth, we know that the man possesses a body, soul, and spirit. We know man has memory, reason, will, intelligence, sensation, and we know that he has a wondrous gift of consciousness. These together with various qualities of temperament compose of total man, human. Then what God is about? The Athanasian Creed states, God the Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten. The Son of the Father, the Son, not made, not created, nor begotten, but proceeding, God exists in himself and of himself. He don't owe his being to no one. His substance is indivisible. He exists as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as a unitary being. The divine unity of God expresses God is one, simple, and uncomplex. In him, all attributes are one. He does not divide himself to perform a work, but works in the total of his being. The things of God knoweth no man except the Spirit of God. Only to an equal of God could communicate the mystery of his Godhead. Again, this is from A.W. Tozer. So God only shares the mystery of him between the equal of God, which is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the Trinity of God, the Nicene Creed came out of the church in AD 318 at Nicaea, North Africa, due to Arius controversy on the Trinity. The Nicene Creed says, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of him before all ages, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. The Nicene Creed also pays tribute to the Holy Spirit as being himself God and equal to the Father and Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and give life, which proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son together I worshipped and glorified. Christians divide God between the three persons by giving a specific work for each. For instance, creation to the Father, redemption to the Son, and the regeneration to the Holy Spirit. But in the scriptures, the work of the creation is attributed to Father, Genesis 1:1, to the Son, Colossians 1:16, the Holy Spirit, Job 26:13, and Psalm 104:30. The Son incarnated to human form and lived among us. But there is a full participation of the Father and the Holy Spirit in it, as described by Luke in his Gospel, Luke 1:35. The Son's baptism, the Son comes out of the water, the Spirit descending on him. The Father spoke, this is my beloved Son, and in whom I am well pleased, Matthew 3:16. The resurrection of Christ is attributed to the Father, Acts 2:32, to the Son, John 10:17, and to the Holy Spirit, Romans 1:4. The salvation of the individual per Peter epistle is to be the work of all three persons of the Godhead. 1 Peter 1:2, the indwelling of the Christian man's soul is by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, John 14:15 to 23. God is self-existing. All created things are originated somewhere at some time. God has no origin, and it is hard to grasp. Everything else is created by God. He dwells in light that is unreachable to anyone or everything. We are able to glimpse him only by faith and love. Like Moses, we can hide in the cleft of the rock when he passes by. Every living or non-living form by him, God loves, lives outside of our familiar knowledge. He is responsible to no one who is self-existent, self-dependent, and self-sufficient. God's name has been declared by God himself. I am that I am, or Yahweh, to Moses. He is the great I am. Somewhere in the mountains of Midian, western Arabia, on the coast of the Red Sea, God first said his identity, Yahweh, or I am. Moses, at the end of his life of his brother Aaron, he sung this song, Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return ye children of men. For 1,000 years thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by wrath you are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. He spent our years as a tale that is told. So it is the fragility and nothingness. How small, how little a human being before God, or even the creations, the universe he created. Here Moses says, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Saint Augustine said in his book, The Confessions of Saint Augustine, that God, many of our fathers' days are passed away, but you in your one day. You're still the same. You still live. And many of our fathers passed away. So God is eternal. Praise the Lord. So God of the universe uttered his voice, let them be created. Everything we see, visible and invisible, by his word, or his Christ. John 1:1-4. In the beginning was the Word was God, Word was with God, and the Word was God. This Word was Christ. Christos is God. Or in the Greek language, Logos, created everything for God. Everything was created in 6 days, including man, per Genesis. The crown of his creation was human, with a shape, with internal organs and moving in the body. The man who was able to communicate with God, his Father, and the animals and the birds around him. He was created with the image and likeness of God, his Father. This is not the physical image, but the wholeness involved in God. They are called the goodness, qualities, and character of God. The knowledge, wisdom, intelligence, understanding, love, compassion, kindness, caring, and sharing, responsibility, protecting the fellow beings. These are the likeness and image of God. Then the most beautiful thing happened to Adam was the creation of his wife from his own body. God blessed them. They were clothed in glory of God. Until the day they sinned, they had their glorious covering. The day they sinned, they lost their glory and they found they were naked. The Bible says their eyes were opened. This means the glorious covering is gone. The body was becoming mortal, become able to be attacked by bacteria and diseases and aging process. World itself fell into decay of existence. So their eyes were opened now to a world totally different than they were created. How did we receive this information? Adam passed on this to his children, Cain and Abel, then Seth, and then Seth passed on to his lineage of descendants, all the way to Abraham. Genesis chapter 5 gives the genealogy of humanity from Adam to Noah and through the son, his son Seth. Abraham was called by God and blessed. This information was passed on to Isaac, to Jacob, and to 12 children of Jacob, who became the nation. Under the Egyptian Empire, when it became Moses comes, God had them written down. And we received the first 5 books called the Torah, or the Old Testament, the 5 books of the Bible. So God is great. He created us. He made us in his image and likeness. Then God said, he sent judges, prophets, last prophet of Old Testament, Malachi. Then there was no prophets until John the Baptist announced the coming of Messiah or the Lord. God continued keeping the promise of Messiah, which was first given to humanity to Adam and Eve, Genesis 3:5. The woman's child will come and he will crush the serpent's head. The serpent, the deceiver of the humanity, the child of a woman came through the obedient servant of God, of Abraham. Through you seed, whole world will be blessed. God gave the promise to Savior or Messiah to the servant Abraham. There were many human encounters of God until the coming of Messiah. Adam, Seth, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joshua, Samuel, David, and many prophets until Malachi. So God kept constant communication with humanity through his servants to remind them of his existence and the coming of Messiah, the Savior. Amen. So God existed with the experience of the men of God. God created and communicated. And Abraham himself, also all the others written in the Word of God. It's a history of humanity in the book of Bible. The 5 books gives you the history of humanity. So that tells you these people who lived and they have encounters with God. And in this portion of the message will be concluded right here. If you want to know more about who is God, there's a published book. It's called When You Meet God. You can buy them from Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. This book is available. It's called When You Meet God. Praise God. May God bless you and keep you well. Until next time. Amen.
Christ the Blessed One gives you all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Wonderful words, wonderful words of love.